you know, on the learning fund, A, I can see there's a segregation in the sense that we're being paid a fee to process transactions, and then there's a litany of transactions that are somewhat equivalent on the instructional services.
Yes, because when you do a transaction, you charge a processing fee.
But one of our concerns is this the nose under the tent? Because the 10%, we're not going to show that.
Now that's a different story, though.
Okay.
And it is. And because this is Epic Youth Learning Fund, the 10% would be
over. And the legislature's already asked us to code it.
No.
So, and we agreed to that because we're okay showing a broad level of transparency, but basically that is being done to destroy our business model. And we're foolish if we don't see that. The other thing we're very hesitant to provide is employee count, because as a business, we try to minimize our employee count. We source a lot of things with contractors and consultants. And what the legislature will do if we make our employee count a public record is they will bludgeon us about our fees and basically say, you make too much money. And that no privately held company in Oklahoma has to disclose their employees. And so we don't see why, and there's a bevy of government contractors that don't have to disclose their employee count. So we're extremely hesitant and don't feel like that's fair that we would have to. Because regardless of how many employees we deliver our service with, that has nothing to do with our ability to deliver on our contract.
And maybe we can talk about some of that, because the employee count, I mean, I know we ask for employees. We do that in general.
Mm-hmm.
What we would want, and maybe we can narrow it down, is we're shooting up here because we don't know what's going on.
Right.
Okay, we need to know what's going on. And employees, we're going to want to talk to some employees. So when we're looking for organizational charts and employee lists, we're looking to see, well, who processes those payments?
Right.
We don't want every conversation we have through this audit through you or Josh or a lawyer. Mm-hmm. We want to talk to somebody that's actually pushing the pencil, mm-hmm. writing the documents, writing the checks. Mm-hmm. How does this work?
Yeah.
And that's why we're wanting employee lists. So maybe we don't get a broad employee list. Maybe then we narrow it down. So we want any employees that deal
with a positional list rather than by
name.
Would that work?
Or we want
the name isn't the issue.
It's the number.
It's the number.
Yeah, because what Senator such and such will say is, well, there's no way they pay somebody more than $100,000 a year, so their total payroll is this, they're charging this, that's too much money. And by the way, any business, perfect information is the destruction of economics. Businesses make money off of inefficiency, and that's the whole issue is, you have an employee count, you deliver a service. Well, if I said to all my customers, hey, by the way, here's my cost, they're going to come and say, I need a price decrease.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the issue.